Environmental and public health groups often accuse the Bush administration of trying to weaken environmental standards, but they like one key aspect of proposed air pollution policy. The Bush administration is drafting rules to require off-road diesel engines to stop belching out big plumes of health-threatening smoke, NPR's David Malpas reports.
Environmental activists like Frank O'Donnell of the Clean Air Trust say the Bush administration has taken several steps backward in protecting the environment. But O'Donnell says the reverse is true in the long-neglected arena of pollutants from diesel engines.
In this case, it looks as if they are trying to move forward with something progressive, and we will praise them for something that's progressive.
The Bush administration plans to slash dirty emissions from off-road diesel engines by as much as 97%. Even though the new engines and new fuel will cost engine makers, as well as petroleum refineries and the construction industry, billions of dollars. The new rules, being drawn up by the Environmental Protection Agency and the Office of Management and Budget, follow action requiring 18-wheeler diesel trucks to burn much cleaner fuel by 2007. The latest regulations will affect bulldozers, tractors, portable generators, and other diesels. John Kirkwood, president of the American Lung Association, is pretty impressed.
It is a very important and significant rulemaking that they're engaged in right now. They took a pretty tough line on the highway regs, and that was encouraging, and it appears that they're doing the same thing with the off-road regs.
What's at stake, Kirkwood says, is not just a matter of dollars, but illnesses from asthma to chronic bronchitis to lung cancer.
There are very substantial, well-documented health consequences from diesel fuel, and there's an estimate of over 8,000 excess deaths a year from that.
The EPA's top air pollution official, Jeffrey Homestead, says off-road diesel engines are among the nation's largest sources of air pollutants. Constraints on diesels, he says, will be one of the biggest contributions to clean air in years.
With the new breakthroughs in technology, we really have the chance for the first time to dramatically reduce these emissions. And even though this will be a costly program, it's a real bargain for society.
Homestead says the health benefits and the cost savings from that will far outweigh the costs to industry. But there is one caveat to the administration's plan. John Graham, chief of OMB's Office of Regulatory Affairs, indicates that to achieve the desired goal, the administration may have to cushion the blow to business.
There are significant economic concerns that need to be worked out with the specifics of the rule, and they include issues such as the time frame and the precise numeric emission limitations.
Industries that make off-road diesel engines and the fuels for them say they support the effort, but are alarmed that the new controls could come too fast, causing a shortage in supply and sharp price hikes. That in turn could wreak havoc on the construction industry that relies heavily on diesel machinery. The Associated General Contractors of America, which represents more than 33,000 builders, points out that what's being considered is a reduction in sulfur emissions from 3,000 parts per million to 15 parts per million. AGC's Environmental Counsel, Leah Wood, says that may not be technologically feasible in the short term.
That is a dramatic decrease, and refineries have said we can't do it all at once. Smaller refineries will not be able to shoulder the cost of revamping their facilities, and they may opt not to produce the product.
The Bush administration is considering mandating the new standard by the year 2008, but it's also considering stretching full compliance out to 2010, a time frame more acceptable to industry. Environmentalists oppose a delay, and some worry that it could be the beginning of a watered-down policy riddled with loopholes. But for now, the administration and the environmentalists are mainly singing the same tune, that diesel engines have a promising future, but only if they get a lot cleaner. David Malpas, NPR News.